potter mit den Yodem, chai mit den Shemayim. That you potter mit den Yodem, and you chai mit den Shemayim. So Rashi says, potter mit den Yodem, before we'll soon see why. The chai mit den Shemayim, mishum delay solat, because you did not pick it up. So, really, this is the svar, now we'll soon get to it. So it says, Saksval, we ask the kasha, maybe then you nizoki and taki yechayiv. Then maybe on a zoki, maybe there's no ptura vaynus. So Mora says, no, but tani, we learn not like that. The zoki, it's a machloikas for a man and a chomin. That if you broke your card, or your camel fell down, you didn't pick him up, and now someone tripped over him, so Remeya says, Yechayiv, and the Chum says, Yepotim in the Yodam, so B'dina Shemayim, Yechayiv, because you didn't pick him up. Now, Umoydim, Chachom, the Rabbi Meya, the Chum agreed to Rabbi Meya, that you would be Chayiv, the Avnoi Sakino Masoi, the case where it's your Evan, your stone, or your knife, or your bundle, Shehenichon Barosh Gagoi, if you put it on top of your roof, the end of your roof you put it, V'nofle Bruch Metzuya, and now a normal wind came and blew down your Avna Estino Masoi, for he has taken the damage, Shuchayiv, in such a case, Yuchayiv, like that's not called an honest. That's called Yura Pashaya. Because since a Ruach Mitzuy is normal to come, so for Ruach Mitzuy to throw down this boar, Yuchayiv, we learned it out before, he learned this out from a Mahatzad, from Bor and from Esh. Even though there's Kayachach and Murubod, there's the Ruach Mitzuy that came and made the boar, still Yuchayiv, learned it out from Esh. So, but I call upon him, it's Yechayiv. Of course, here you're not called an onus. But, Umoyde Rabbi Meir Rabbonin. But Rabbi Meir agrees to the Rabbonin. V'mala kankane malagag. If you put your pitches on top of the roof, al manas l'nagvam, that you want them to dry out. You just made new pitches, they're still wet, and you want the earthly pitches, and you want them to dry out. So you put it on top of your roof, they should dry out from the sun. V'noflu baruach she'enu mitzuya. And it fell off the roof now from a ruach she'enu mitzuya came and made it fall down. Ve'zeken it did damage your potter. That your potter. Nechura, why your potter over here? Ay, it's your avnes kinu masoi. So Rashi says, the yonasu, because you're an onus. You put it up there and a normal wind was not able to blow it down. It was only a ruach she'enu mitzuya. So in a ruach she'enu mitzuya, the locher is that your potter. So you see clearly here, for an onus, you are potter. So we have back a question on Reb Meir then. Why does Reb Meir's mashma from our Mishnah? That even though the kli broke, like just melted away, be honest, still yechayiv for the hezek, here it says everybody agrees that there is such a ptur of oinus, if it's not your fault, even by nizokin. Even for the hezek that you cause, you're also pot if it only happens through an oinus. So why before is it different? So Marian says, Elor Mabaya Baya says, Betati pligi. I tell you it's a machlokes in 2 points over here. That pligi bishas nefila or pligi liyachan nefila. It's a machlokes, first of all, bishas nefila, when the kli actually falls down and breaks, if it does damage while it's falling, and also a machlokes after it fell, if you didn't pick it up, later on, if damage happens later, that's also a machlokes. So therefore, pligi bishas nefila. It's a machlokes if bishas you fell, and your kli came down, and you hurt somebody, are you chayiv or not? So what's the machlokes that? Beniskal pashaya. That's the machlekes, one machlekes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds, niskal is called a pasheya. That Masa, the one holds, niskal is pasheya. If you trip, you're called a pasheya, it's your fault, and therefore you chayiv. Or Masa, the one holds, no, niskal al pasheyahu. That niskal tripping is not called a pasheya, you're called like an honest. Therefore, if you tripped, and while you're coming down now, you hurt somebody, you'd be potter, because that's called an honest. So everybody holds an honest as potter. Machlekes is though, if when you trip Rishus Rabim, is that called an honest or not? That's one machlekes. And also, pligi liyachan afila. There's another machlekes, if after you fell down and you broke your pitcher there, what happens later? What's the machlekes there? B'mafkin nezokev. In a case where you just mafkir it, you leave it there. That masa, the one holds, mafkin nezokev is chayiv. You should know, even though you mafkir it though, so what? Still the maisi yachayiv. Who masa the potter? One says no, you potter. So Rashi says the mafkin nizokin means could go in there. She mistomo mafkin lecharosov. What happened here? You're walking with an earthly pitcher and you tripped the brishus rabim and it fell and it broke. So mustabma the broken pieces now you don't have no use for it. Your mafkin you leave it there. For Rav Meir, so Rav Meir holds now mishnah mafkin nizokin chayiv. Still you chayiv for the damage that happens afterwards, even though you mafkin it. The boar shechayiv all of Torah. The Torah says that the chiddush of boar, Rashi says, is the boar b'shus rabim. It's a boar b'shus rabim, the hefkeru, even though you mafkir it. Numal, when you dig a ditch b'shus rabim, the b'shus rabim is hefker, belongs to it's hefker, and still the Torah says yechayiv. So that's what Rabbi Meir says yechayiv. For Rabbi Yehuda, the Sava Potter, Yehuda, now Mishnah says, no, ye Potter, Svilei, the Hifke, Rishusai, for Lai Hifke, Boroi, Zehu, Boroma, Batoira. We'll see it later, but he holds no. When you mafka your Rishus, you mafka the property around the ditch you have. But you are not mafka your Boroi. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Ikechiv of Boroi is where you own the property of the actual ditch. Just you are mafka the property around the ditch. So the Rabbim had a right to walk there. And they fell into your ditch and got hurt. That's when you're chayiv. L'kam and pligu Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Later on we'll see Nachmem Tes. Pihor Milsa. We'll see later exactly what Machlok is about the Mazik of Bor. But Vachikom, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Rabbi Yehuda means v'miskaven l'shoivroi yad kavana to break it v'hezek v'nefila chayiv. And one as well, you tripped. That eos tripping is called the pasheya. So it's called you had kavana like to do damage when you fell. Therefore you're chayiv. Uveshein miskaven ele miskaven lo rida miksefa veniska venishpura takapota. The niska la forget, not the trip. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds like this, that if you had kavana to take it off and to break it, real kavana, then you chayif. Mashenkin, if you just had kavana to take it off your shoulders, and when you're doing it you tripped, Rabbi Yehuda holds your niska is called lav pashayhu, and therefore you potter. That's one machlekes. Uvehezit liachana fila, nami lakama forish, my miskavenika. About that, that Rabbi Yehuda is mechulak also, about what happens afterwards, we'll see why that's called the kavana. But they were saying now, after it fell down, you were mafka the broken pieces there, and now later somebody came and tripped over it, that's also machlekes to be chayiv or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're potter in such a case. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, bor is only chayiv where you own the property of the bor itself. But if you're mafka even the property of the bor itself, Rabbi Yehuda holds you're potter. And Rabbi Meir holds no, that the Ika Bor Shechayiv all of Torah is even a case where you mafker everything. And the Torah was Mechayiv you, even though you are mafker everything, but Lamaisa, you caused it all. You were the girl for it, therefore you chayiv. Now the Gemara says, how do we know this?
So that the Machlokes says in both ways, Bishas Nefila and Liach Nefila. Midatoni Tati, because then it says two cases in the Mishnah. It says, Huchlak Echod B'mayim, Oy Shaloka B'charses, or else you hurt yourself with the broken pieces. So the question is, Hainuach, it's one case, it's the same thing repeated. What are you guys taking two cases for? The law of Hachikama isn't the Pshat in the Mishnah like this. Huchlak Echod B'mayim B'shas Nefila. Which means right after you fell down, like Tosfos speaks out before, you have time to clean it up. It's so called B'shas Nefila. Somebody dirties themselves then in the water, Yechayiv. And Oishaloka B'charsa, what's the second case? That's Liyach Nefila. The Machlokes says, even after you have time to pick it up, whether you're mafkin or zakat of Yechayiv or not, that's the second case. So that's the dig from our Mishnah that the machlokes is in two separate cases, by two machlokes. Now the Gemara says, Omidu masnisin betarati, Bryce and nami betarati. Since the Mishnah says it in two cases, so the Bryce also says it in two cases, the Kurutz of machlokes and the Bryce also in both cases, Bishas nefila and Liach nefila. So Gemara says like this, Bishle makadus, the Bryce says two cases. If either you slip with your pitcher or else your camel. So Bishlei Makadoi Mishkachas Lo Ba Yokad, when you trip with your pitcher Mishkachas Lo Oy Bishas Nefilo. The Machloikis says whether you did damage Bishas Nefilo. The Machloikis says again, if Niskal, if tripping is called a Pesheya or not, or Liach Nefilo, it's good you can find the after Liach Nefilo, even after you have time to pick it up and you're Mafker it, are you Chaya by Mafker Nezokov or not? So this part of the price is good. Ella gamloi, but your camel. So how do you have the two cases when your camel falls down? Like Bishleim, Liach Nefila. Bishleim is good if after the camel fell down, then the question is, afterwards when you have time to pick it up and you didn't pick it up, whether you chayiv or not. So Meshkachas lo b'mafka nevel osoi. That's machlokes there, when you're mafka, the nevel of the camel, does it help or not? If you're potter or not, that's good. Ella bishas nefila, hecha meshkachas lo. And the kasher is though, if the camel does damage, Peshasta tripped and fell, so why is the owner a Pesheya? How could the owner be a Pesheya if his camel trips? Lechur, if his camels trip, in the Chonos, God is there, so why should he be Chayiv? Like Vishleim, in the Mishnah we're talking about where the person trips. So by a person, there's a Taina, he shouldn't have tripped. But if your camel trips, Lechur, you're not a Pesheya? If your camel to trip, Lechur, your camel trip by accident. So what's the Machlokes if you're Chayiv or not? Samora says yes, Omar Rav Acha Kagoin the Ovra Bamaya Dera Shirosa Dinhora. We're talking about he's walking through now a watery road. That the water covered up the road. Like Rashi says, the Noah, the river overflowed, and now the camel can't see where he's walking like. So therefore the camel tripped. So therefore the Bailam is called the Pasheya. because the Bailam shouldn't have brought him down this street, he should have taken him to the different street. So that's the machlokes, if that's called the Peshay or not. So Gemara says, no, let's see, hechi don, what's the case talking about? If there's another road, so then Peshayu, of course the owner's a Peshayu, shouldn't have went down this road. Vidaleka Darkachrin, if there's no other road to go down, so Onasu, he's also an Onas, what he wanted to do? He has to take the camel, they have to go, and there's no other road to go. He didn't make the water come and cover up the road. So again, what's the machlokes? Ella, rather, cases like this, Mishkachas law, the Iskal, that the owner tripped first. The Iskale Begamle, and the camel tripped over him. So again, it's a machlokes, when he trips, is Niskal called Peshayanat? When an Adam trips, is he called a Peshayanat? That's the machlokes, if you're chayiv or not. Yeah. Now the Gemara says that Mafkin is Zokov, my Miskavanika. Like you're telling me now in a machlokes, in the Mishnah, there's two machlokes in. First of all, Bishas Nefila, and then Liacha Nefila. So what's the Pshan Reb Yehuda says in the Mishnah? If you're miskaven, then you're chayiv. What does the miskaven have to do with being mafki in the zokov? If after the camel fell down, or if the cart fell down later, you mafker it. What does that have to do with kavana or not? So the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says like this: be miskaven liskais bechaseo. The shadow is, you have kavana to be zeicha to keep the charses. That's the Pshat from Reb Yehuda. You don't, the bar is only chayv if you own it, it belongs to you. So if you have kavana to be zeicha in the charses, then lemaisi you chayv. But if you don't have kavana to be zeicha in the charses and the broken pieces, but rather you're mafker it, then you're potter. And the chayv number of Asher Vashi also says like this, that the pshat from Reb Yehuda, when he says in the sefer, b'miskavein liskos pechaser. The question is, do you have kavana to be zeicha in the broken pieces? Rabbi Eliezer Roimeh b'shas nefila. Machlokes. The machlokes is only b'shas nefila. That's what the Beleza says. I tell you, the machlokes, the mishnah b'yudin, and Tanakam is only when you do damage b'shas you fall. So Mor says avul yachan nefila. But after you fell and you didn't pick it up, what do you want to say? Mai divrei hakol pot. Everybody holds that you potter, that mafkin nezakev is potter. I v'ikar Rabbi Meir dechayiv. We have before in the Brice that Rabbi Meir says no yechayiv because he should have picked it up and taken it away. Elu, rather, what you have to say is like this. My divrei hakol wasn't mean everybody. Divrei hakol chayiv that you chayiv for this reason, because after you fell and you didn't pick it up, you're chayiv because you should have picked it up. For the Gemara knows v'ikar rabbonin, there's rabbonin shit that says klod the papri that they say you potter b'din yodim. El or rather say like this. My b'shas nefilu. What does he mean to say b'shas nefilu the machlokes? He means to say af b'shas nefilu. The machlokes is also b'shas nefilu. But who did is also machlokes after b'shas nefilu, where the mafkin nezokev is chayiv potter. Or kamash melon kid abaye. They come to teach us. He also holds like abaye. All right, we'll stop here.